Well, it isn't exactly Oakland Cemetery there. That song was actually written, Ghost Town was the name of it, by the Specials, written about the late night fights and riots that they were having in Jamaica. Jamaica, and they had to close down all the clubs and the bars, and that's where It's a Ghost Town came from. But we have our own ghost town right here in Atlanta, opening up, well, starting performances, let's say. Daryl, Lisa Fazio's Freed Spirits, and she's a graphic designer as well, and I knew somebody with some graphic design. Because the flyer is just terrific. I wish I had a big one of this.
A big poster size.
So I could, because it's just a terrific poster.
Well, and kudos to Brianne Claudis, who took that photo. And we had a great time shooting that in Oakland.
Yeah, so. In Oakland. So that isn't like just graphically put in. You're actually there.
That's a real mausoleum.
Yeah, but you didn't have lightning and thunder.
We did not have a tornado or lightning at the time.
Coming down. But that is there. And some very interesting characters here. And, of course, fall heading into October, just in time for Halloween.
That's right.
At the Horizon Theater. The preview's going on now. And September 23rd. Is what we call a soft opening in the business, and give it time to develop all the way till October 30th.
You got it.
And it's a brand new play. And let's talk about, Daryl, a little about the history of the play. It came just from an idea, correct?
Sure. Well, I mean, it really came just from going to Oakland the first time and thinking, wow, we should do a play here. And then
I thought about doing a play there.
I mean, it's just perfect for it.
Well, you know that they have a special Oakland Days where they actually do, you know, all kinds of different things in the Oakland.
They have a lot of events and things that involve dressing up in costume and people reciting monologues about people who are interred there.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a very sort of inherently theatrical, dramatic place. But I was already working at Horizon as the graphic designer and had a relationship with Lisa Adler, artistic director, and I said to her one day, what do you think about my writing a play set in Oakland? And she loved it because we have a lot in common with Oakland, Horizon does. I think, you know, they're both sort of, they involve the community. They draw people who are into the arts.
Well, they're in that general part of town.
They're 5 minutes away from each other.
And Horizon's been around now for, I think it's 26 years. I think 25th was last year.
I think it's 32 seasons.
Maybe. I'm telling you, I'm sure.
It's easy to lose track, right, when it's been going that long.
And Horizon has had kind of a history. In the present days, at least, in the last 10 years or so, of really kind of focusing on local stories, subjects, and whatnot.
That's right.
And this is, of course, about as local as you can get.
That's right.
This is one of the most historic sites. And it's interesting because, obviously, from the idea standpoint, to getting it on stage, how long has that taken? And I want you to be honest.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't start working on this a few weeks ago. I approached her 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And from that point, I, you know, did a little outlining and sort of wrote some notes. And she and I talked about, well, what would need to be in a play for Horizon's audiences. And Horizon is an in-town theater. She's very interested in plays that inspire hope and positive change, community, that are multicultural, that feature strong women. She needed a comedy because playwrights so rarely write those anymore. I don't know if it's because they fear not being taken seriously, but she has a hard time finding comedies.
Well, they call them dramatic comedies now.
Dramatic comedy, sure.
As long as there's a laugh or two in it, it's a dramatic comedy.
It's true. You're absolutely right.
And it took 3.5 years for Waffle Palace the first time.
Right.
So, I mean, I was going to say, if you said a year or something, I was going to call you out on it because I know how long it takes. We had, I think, 22 complete drafts.
Oh, gosh,
for Waffle Palace. And I'm going to ask you, did you stop keeping count?
I mean, I unofficially have 12, but that doesn't include, I actually wrote an entire play that we ended up not
is that
that
right?
didn't make the cut because it was a little, it wasn't focused enough on the urban nature of Oakland, the urban characters. Lisa's like, you know, there's all these fascinating people that are around that area of town and they aren't being represented here. And I thought, okay, I get it.
Okay, well let's dig in a little bit. Let's talk about it. It's, you know, you could say it's just a bunch of ghosts rising out of the out of Oakland Cemetery, but there's got to be a plot, right?
Sure.
So let's talk about what the play actually entails.
Absolutely.
Without giving too much away.
Yeah, sure. Well, it starts with a tornado, and there was a tornado that hit Oakland, went right through Oakland in 2008. I mean, it went through the entirety of Atlanta, but Oakland was probably the most devastated. You know, it took off pieces of the Georgia Dome. And that was a point at which a lot of people who didn't know about Oakland kind of got interested in it because it was in the news. It tore all these huge trees out of the ground. It took a lot of monuments down. Mm-hmm. And it took them several years to really get back on track. But, you know, they're thriving now. But that fascinated me and Lisa because this is the idea, both literally and figuratively, of things coming up out of the ground at a cemetery that's been there since before the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. So the people go there after the tornado, or what? I mean, what is the mechanism
right.
for getting all of these different characters
exactly.
into Oakland?
So this tornado is not the 2008 one. We just made a new one, so we didn't have to set it in a previous time. And we've got characters, some characters who hang out there already. We've got a tour guide who loves to wear Victorian outfits and is sort of obsessed with all the stories of the dead people.
So we learn about the so part of the mechanism, as I say, or plot, is that we learn about who's there.
Exactly. Yeah, and you meet her sort of as a tornado is happening, mm-hmm. and a kid is interviewing her for a documentary she's making, and the tornado is literally descending upon them during that interview. And then as the sun rises the next day and everybody's there to survey the damage, she's back. We meet a retired pathologist who gardens there. and doesn't really take, is pretty no-nonsense, not interested in spooks and goblins and mm-hmm. things like that. And then we've got a photographer, I would call him a hipster, who hangs out trying to find photos of, take photos of ghosts. And, you know, he's got
like the ghost show on TV where they never actually see.
Oh, exactly.
A ghost, I heard something.
Exactly.
You know, say, I know that's different. Yeah.
He's got one of the little detectors, just like they have on those shows. Yeah, oh, okay. I'm getting some readings.
But
readings.
In this case, I'm certain we see some images, correct?
Right. Well, and then the other sort of core character is this very mysterious kind of female Sherlock, who has this, what I would characterize as a steampunk outfit, which uh-huh. is something that also interested Lisa when she went to the cemetery for an event where all these kids were dressed up
uh-huh.
and top hats and gears
right.
and, you know, weird goggles and that kind of thing. So she's a core character and she kind of guides the mystery, keeps it focused. So yeah, right as the tornado ends and the sun comes up, there is a soldier, a Civil War soldier, and the tour guide sees him. And then he disappears, and they find some other evidence, a letter, a photograph that looks sort of like the soldier. And so this leads them on a bit of a caper.
So all the way back into the Civil War?
Yeah, yeah. And so that was how I was able to do, you know, Horizon does contemporary plays. As you know, we don't do costume dramas there. So I had to figure out a way to represent the history, but still make it about people today.
Right. Okay.
And that's a little bit of, you know, how we merge the past and the present.
Well, it's called a mystery comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the website, horizontheater.com, and you'll see the wonderful graphic design by the playwright, Daryl Lisa Fazio, there, and get an idea of the kind of characters and kind of feel for the play.
Mm-hmm.
It's September 23rd through October 30th. And as with any new play, you can be part of the development process because the audience is coming in early on, really get to have a lot of impact on how the play develops. So you've had a couple of audiences so far. What's been the reaction?
Yeah, we've had two audiences, and they've been really receptive. Lots of laughs. Lots of, you know, intriguing questions people have had asked me.
And I imagine some people going over to Oakland Cemetery after.
Oh, gosh, I hope so. We always ask at the beginning. Lisa's been asking during the previews, how many people have been to Oakland, how many haven't? And it's surprising how many haven't, and I really hope they run right over.
Great. Well, September 23rd through October 30th, it's at the Horizon Theater. one of the really great theaters in this city, doing a lot of very impactful, terrific work, and it's always a lot of fun to go over there too, because as you say, comedy is a big part of what's going on over there. So if you want to laugh and share a mystery, it's Freed Spirits by Daryl Lisa Fazio at the Alliance Theater, and here's how you can get tickets. 404-584-7450. That's the box office number. 404-584-7450. Or just go to horizontheater.com. Find out more. Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you so much for having
me. Yeah, I'm hoping to get over there and see it.
Would love it.
Join in with all the spirits. Maybe there'll even be a ghost rider in the sky.
Oh, goodness.
Here's Frankie Lane. Thank you.
Thank you.
An old couple went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. The ghost herd in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry.